Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine.
To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online at equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. To join us on the air, just dial toll-free 1-888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. To find out more about the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just log on to our website at www.equip.org. Now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And remember, you can also contact us via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource Consultants is always standing by at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We have a lot of you calling in, as always, Monday through Friday at this time. The number to dial to get your question on air, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. First up, Amanda. She's listening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on XM 170. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Hank. It is such an honor to speak to you. I'm really calling you with a heavy heart today.
Okay.
I have a friend who is a very popular, runs a very popular website, and she is a Christian, self-proclaimed Christian, and that is one of the reasons that we became friends. And she recently posted on her site about talking about sex, and she cited scripture from the Song of Solomon, and I guess the blatancy of that scripture saying that it was okay for people to discuss sex openly. And upon reading some of the comments on her website, it was apparent that she has a lot of non-Christian followers, and she was really leading them to a place that was not scriptural, was not holy, was not sacred. Mm-hmm. And I'm seriously considering, like, severing the friendship, because I just don't see that there's a whole lot of ministry there anymore. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on the Song of Solomon and if that's scriptural and if we can talk about it publicly.
Yeah, a couple of things. The thing that we have to recognize about the Song of Solomon is that it is a frank expression of one of the greatest gifts God has given humankind, a gift that has to be responsibly enjoyed within the boundaries of marriage. And so you have three main characters in the book: the bride, the king, and then the daughters of Jerusalem, who form a chorus. Now, you mentioned the internet. Sex might be the most commonly used word on the World Wide Web search engines, but it originated with God. If you look at the Bible all the way back at Genesis chapter 1, God created sex, and God called his creation very good. And God did not just ordain sex for the purpose of procreation. He ordained sex for the purpose of pleasure. So the notion that Christians are prudish is simply wrong. What Christians are saying is that sex must be exercised within the bounds of marriage, because sex has huge ramifications to it. And that reality is virtually impossible for a crass materialist to grasp. The materialist views sexual pleasure as a mere function of fitting body parts together. But Christians see human beings as psychosomatic unities, unities of body and soul. So we're not solely sexual bodies, we are sexual souls as well. In other words, there's a physical and a metaphysical aspect to sex. Sexuality pervades the entirety of our being. So I would say that we look forward in heaven to a pleasure that we can only dimly ascertain now. Because in heaven, the kind of experience that we are going to have is not going to be the selfish experience that's prominent in sex today, but a selfless experience where we truly love one another, not because of what we can get from one another, but because of the genuine bond we have with one another. So I don't think we want to be overly prudish about sex, but when we talk about it, we have to talk about it in a prudent manner.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense when you say that.
Yeah, God could have made sex merely functional, couldn't he? But he didn't. Yeah. He made it to be a thrilling, passionate act. It's full of potential for physical delight. But what the Creator purposed to be pristine and pure, the creation has prostituted and perverted, and therein lies the problem. The problem is not with sex, but a perversion of sex. So we get to the Book of Solomon, or Song of Songs. Solomon writes it, of course. We get to this book, and we think, whoa, this is in your face. I mean, it's absolutely, how could this be part of the Bible? But it is a frank expression of one of the greatest gifts God has given humankind. And that's what's being underscored here. So people today read this and they see it through perverted eyes. Yeah. But this is not meant to be seen through perverted eyes. It's meant to be seen through the pristine eyes of a Christian worldview.
Well, I prayed before I spoke to you, and I think you revealed exactly what I needed to hear to go further in this situation. And
I've actually written about this, Amanda, in a book called Resurrection.
I don't think I have that one. I have quite a few other of your books, but I don't have that one, so I definitely have to check that out.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Hank.
Well, it was great to talk to you, Amanda. God bless you. I want to go back to the phone lines now. We want to talk to Carol. She's listening in Seattle, Washington on KGNW. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm 61 years old, mm-hmm. and I was raised in a Christian home, mm-hmm. and I married a professing Christian, but I'm not sure whether he's really born again or not. We've been married for 38 years. And we have two adult sons that are not doing well. And I've had fibromyalgia all down through the years. And there's times when I got so discouraged and so much in pain that I wasn't in the Word and praying like I should and not going to church. And I feel like I missed out opportunities to witness to the Lord. It says we need to be prepared to give an answer, but I just was so burdened down by this fibromyalgia and And my husband and I didn't agree on a lot of things, and he watches so much television, and we don't open the Word together. And I just feel like I have so failed the Lord down through the years that he's just given up on me.
Well, Carol, I have some good news for you. Our Lord has not given up on you. And just as you confessed your sins to me, you can confess your sins to the Lord. And this is what the beloved Apostle John said. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So just go to the Lord and confess your sin and say, Lord, I am sorry for my apathy, but Lord, you know my pain. And you can be just gut-level honest with the Lord because he knows your infirmities. And by the way, Carol, your condition is not different from the condition of most Christians. It doesn't make it right, but the very fact that you care so deeply about this is something that the Lord views with great grace and love. So be encouraged. Just confess your sins and know that he will never give up on you. He will encourage you in all kinds of ways. And the thing that you go to the Bible for is not because it's legalistically demanded of you, but if you're in the Bible, you'll get such great riches and realize that your condition is just like that of the great saints in the Bible. The Apostle Paul said, oh, what a wretched man I am. Who can save me from this body of death? He was concerned about his own unrighteousness in view of the holiness of God. Isaiah got one glimpse of the utter holiness of God and came apart at the seams. So the very fact that you recognize your sin is the precondition to restoring that relationship, that union, to all that it can be. You can read about Job in the scripture. Even when he felt farthest away from the Lord and abandoned by God, he knew enough about God to know God was always faithful, and therefore he could trust God in the midst of his questions. So don't lose heart. Get into the Word of God and make sure that you are surrounded with believers that can lift you up. We'll be right back.
Islam and Judaism swear that the resurrection of Jesus Christ never happened. Jehovah's Witnesses claim that Jesus' physical body was discarded, destroyed, or dissolved into gases. Jesus Seminar fellows laugh it off as mere wishful thinking. What is the truth? What if Jesus was not raised from the dead? If that's the case, there's no Christianity, no heaven, no hope, and no future. It all boils down to what happened on the third day. Read this riveting account and you'll be equipped with all the key historical facts and irrefutable evidence that point to Christ's resurrection. You can order this important resource by visiting our website at equip.org or by contacting our resource consultants by phone at 888-7000-274. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Apart from the resurrection, there's little point of celebrating either Christmas or Easter. Are you able to explain the historical truth of the resurrection to skeptics? Well, this month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new feet flip chart. Presented in memorable form, the feet flip chart is a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Request your copy today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thanks, Randy. And go to equip.org on the World Wide Web and interactively flip through the feet flip chart online. And when you do, I'm sure you're going to want to get multiple copies to give to family members and friends. This is not just a issue. This is the cornerstone of the historic Christian faith. If Christ is not resurrected, then our faith is futile. Those who are dead are lost, and our preaching is useless. With the resurrection, however, we have an assurance that we too will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. The what and why of resurrection in memorable form. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Joining me now on the air, Michael O'Fallon, president of Sovereign Cruises, as well as Tom Ashkell. He's a senior pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida. And Michael O'Fallon has been a good friend to me over the years, someone who's been impacted by the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and someone who has made our cruises an absolute delight. And Michael, it's good to have you on the broadcast with me.
It's an honor to be on with you, Hank.
I mean, these cruises have been incredible. I know we want to talk about the conference, but let's start with the cruise. The cruises have been incredible, not just because of the utter delight of being on a cruise ship with family members in the family of God, but it is an utter delight because this is an opportunity to worship God through prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the Word, and time to get your questions answered.
Oh, and absolutely. And if you think about the times, maybe if there are believers that are listening to the show right now, and I'm sure there are many that have been to retreats and have had an experience of being away for 2 to 3 days and being around folks constantly, it's much like that at the same time. the cruise is an opportunity for you to be with Hank, to be with other great men of God, to be able to learn from Hank, ask him the questions, to be able to be there and anything that really is on your mind, we want to make sure that we address in the seven-day period that we have together. We're going to be eating together. We're going to be basically exploring together in some lands that maybe some of us haven't been to before. But all of it is done in the spirit of truth and as well with the fellowship of your fellow believers. I can't think of any time, especially for the prices that we have for this cruise, Hank, that that you could enjoy more, especially with your mom, as we come up here on Mother's Day and take off with the Bible Answer Man and CRI.
Well, all of it taking place very soon, May 9th through the 16th. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org or just call 877-768-2784, extension 101. If you didn't get all of that, go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. Get the number there. Tom Askell, Michael, is going to join us for a very special event. It's called the Battle for the Bible. And you were just mentioning how the cruise is for the entire family. The same thing holds true for the conference.
Well, and absolutely. We are having our conference this year at one of the premier resorts in all of, and not only Florida, but the United States. The Innisbrook Resort, which is in the Tampa Bay area. And if you're not familiar with it, you can catch it actually on NBC this weekend. It's the home of the Transitions Golf Tournament. But we will be taking 2 days and addressing the topic of the battle for the Bible. And it's not just about defending the inerrancy, the authority, and the inspiration of Scripture, which are very important. And of course, we will be addressing with fervor. But as well, then if we accept inerrancy and inspiration as doctrines that we all hold and believe in, what then is the natural consequence or the implications of holding that doctrine in our lives? And that's one of the reasons that, Hank, that I've really I'm honored to have Tom Askell on the phone with us today.
And one of the great things that we're going to have here at the Battle for the Bible Conference, all of this takes place May 7th, through the 8th, as you said, in Innisbrook Resort, Tampa Bay, Florida. We're going to have premier defenders of the faith. Elliot Miller, who's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, James White, Steve Kreloff, Joe Hancock, Lee Strobel, yours truly, and Tom Askell, who joins me right now. Tom, again, is senior pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida. And Tom, one of the intriguing things that you will be dealing with is inerrancy and the fact that to say the Bible is the infallible repository for redemptive revelation, that it's inerrant, is simply not enough. We've got to do something with it.
Yes, Hank, thanks. And thanks for having me on your show. It's an honor to be with you. And this is something I feel very strongly about. Inerrancy is absolutely essential, but it is insufficient for the kind of full-orbed biblical Christianity that we want to see in our own lives and our churches and restored across our land today. We need to take what that inerrant, infallible word says very seriously and understand it and begin to apply it to every sphere of life. And if we don't do that, my fear is that the Bible will become a little more than like a lucky charm for people who regard it as God's word but then ignore it in what it sets forth about how we are to live, what we are to believe.
You know, the point you make is just so apropos, and we ought to really get this cemented in our minds. Some of the great critics of the historic Christian faith and of evangelical Christianity say that most Christians do not even read the Bible that they claim is inerrant and that they are defending.
Yeah, and sadly, they have some substance to their criticism. And if, in one sense, we can honestly say, what difference does it make if it is inerrant, if it remains closed? And so those of us who are called by God to shepherd the people of God, to be those who would teach the people of God, we have got to understand this issue, take it seriously, and sound the alarm that this is God's word, but it's not enough simply to acknowledge it as God's word. We must be willing to submit our lives to it. We've got to live by this word, feed on this word, which requires a lifelong discipline of Bible intake and learning how to apply what we understand.
Talk about, from your perspective, Tom, how significant a conference, a national conference, titled Battle for the Bible is in our epoch of time.
Well, I think it is very important. Over the last 30, 40 years, as you well know, the battle for the Bible has raged within the American evangelical scene, at least. And most of the time, that is focused upon the actual content of the Bible or the nature of the Bible itself. I remember hearing James Boyce, the late pastor at 10th Presbyterian in Philadelphia, say 20 years ago now that, in his estimation, the great challenge for the generation ahead would be not the authority of Scripture, but the sufficiency of Scripture. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he was prophetic in that, because today we are faced with a myriad of deadly inroads that are being made into churches where God's Word is acknowledged as God's Word, but it is not seen as being enough for things like counseling and ethics and teaching and church growth and any other number of subjects.
Tom Ashkell is one of the brilliant speakers that we will have at the 2010 CRI National Conference, Battle for the Bible. Mike, one final question. This is something that should be underscored. This conference for the whole family, early registration for the conference begins at the incredibly low rate of just $49 per person. You are someone who has conducted many conferences around the country. Talk about the value, not just in terms of content, but the value that a family can imbibe by simply coming.
Well, certainly, and I think that the idea of this being a family vacation is highlighted by the fact that this particular resort that we're at is, you know, replanted with various pools and slides and that sort of thing for kids during the times that people have breaks, various restaurants, and also an area that the ladies can enjoy, too. But during the time that we have at the conference, and I really want to thank Hank for this, the pricing that we have does start at $49 per person. If you're staying at the resort with us, your price is $39 per person. That's before April 16th, and the seats are going quick, so I would encourage everybody to have your family along. Enjoy the time with us, as well with Hank and his family, and we'll look forward to seeing you there this coming May 7th through 8th in Innisbrook, Florida.
Michael O'Fallon, president of Sovereign Cruises, and then Thomas Ashkell. He's the senior pastor of Grace Baptist Church, Cape Coral, Florida. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your opportunity to call in your question when you dial 888-ASK-INC. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Steve Kreloff, and others as they challenge the skeptics at CRI's National Conference. Worship led by Grammy Award-winning musician Steve Camp. Plan now to attend the Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 7th and 8th in Tampa, Florida. For more information, visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this. Don't be caught off guard by deception. Know what you believe about Jesus Christ and why. President of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, wants to equip believers with the truth so that when confronted with a lie, it is recognized immediately. A book by Timothy Paul Jones will help you understand and refute popular conspiracy theories permeating our postmodern culture. The good news is that these theories are not new and are few in number. Jones precisely demonstrates how each theory falls fall short of their overblown claims. Order Conspiracy and the Cross today from CRI. And when you order, know that you're also supporting the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order today online at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Order your copy and you'll learn to accurately defend the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Gutenberg rocked the medieval world with the invention of the printing press, and we're in the midst of a digital revolution for the Bible with Glow Bible Software. You'll experience the Bible as never before. With just a click of a button, walk the Holy Lands, view artwork depicting Bible stories, read articles related to topical issues, explore maps, follow study notes, and create your own reading plan. Glow is the Bible for a digital generation. And now you can order Glow from CRI by going to our website at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And now, more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, you can contact us on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, we're just talking about the Battle for the Bible, the 2010 CRI National Conference, all takes place in Tampa Bay, Florida, May 7th through the 8th. After the conference, there's also an opportunity for a cruise. It's called the Word Cruise, but check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. A lot of you hanging on right to the phone lines. Talk to Maureen, listening at WFIL in Pennsylvania. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Hank. Thank you so much for helping me. I'm a pretty new listener. I discovered you about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
My question is this. Until I was born again in 1985, I was a gold-plated, card-carrying secular humanist.
Hmm.
And I remember how armored I was against any evangelical approaches. I was armored in my supposed intellectual superiority. I was armored in my supposed liberality. I was very resistant. And my question to you is, in addition to some of the resources I heard about earlier on the program, like your own complete books of your answers and Lee Strobel's 3 DVD set, can you suggest any resources that would be especially helpful for me in speaking to other atheists and agnostics?
Well, I wrote a book
to share with them.
Yes, I wrote a book called The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, sir?
Yeah, it's called The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution. And what's particularly helpful about this book is it gives you the ammunition in memorable format. And it also begins with demonstrating the consequences of the cosmogenic myth of evolution. In other words, if there was ever an idea that had consequences, this idea has consequences in that the cosmogenic myth and its consequences are felt in every level of education, every area of practice. Of course, the most significant consequence is that it undermines the very foundation of Christianity. If the evolutionary paradigm and philosophical naturalism on which it is built is reflective of the laws of science, then Genesis has to be reflective of the flaws of Scripture. And if the foundation of Christianity is flawed, the superstructure is destined to fall. So the Bible says that God created ex nihilo, out of nothing. Well, what you have the philosophical naturalist saying is nothing creates everything. And of course, that just does not make good common sense. And this is one of the things that I point out in my book.
Okay. That's something I always wondered, which is, how do they explain the Big Bang?
Well,
if that's what they're using as a starting point, how do they explain that if there was nothing before that?
Yeah, exactly. The Big Bang requires a banger. That's precisely correct. And science is something that we oftentimes ascribe to atheists, but science, in its various forms, actually is the product of godly men. And a lot of people simply don't realize that. But today, you have people saying everything is directed by purely natural processes reducible to physics and chemistry. You cannot appeal to God to explain the information in genetic code or explain irreducible complexity in biochemical systems or, for that matter, consciousness itself, or even the origin of life from non-life. So the other thing that's really significant is you have this false dichotomy. Science and religion are interlocking, overlapping domains, not some dichotomy one from another. Christianity makes factual claims about the universe, as does science. For example, we say God created the universe. As I just mentioned, 19th century science says the universe always existed. So the question you have to ask is, which is true and which better conforms to the facts?
Right.
But again, the book is called The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute.
Okay, and just one more quick
sure.
Addendum to that. Specifically to convince her about the validity of Christ as the sole way to heaven, is in addition to the resources that were mentioned earlier on your program, do you have any additional suggestions?
Well, yeah, again, I do cover this in The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution, but here's
okay.
how the argument works.
Okay.
The argument works as follows. We say that God created the universe, that he's the uncaused first cause. But we do not, as Christians, believe that God is merely transcendent. We believe that God condescended to cloak himself in human flesh, came and lived and moved among us, and demonstrated that he was God through the immutable fact of resurrection, which is rooted in history and evidence. You can build a cumulative case for it. Therefore, if Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, then his words are infinitely more significant than anybody else's words, because he had the power to lay down his life and take it up again, thus demonstrating that he is God. So that's kind of the way that you go about arguing this. And you also have to look at the reality of what's going on. If you can demonstrate that God is holy and righteous and pure and we are fallen, there has to be a way of bridging the gap between the holiness of God and our unrighteousness. And Jesus is the only one who lived the perfect life that we could never live. Buddha didn't do it. Nor did Muhammad, nor did any other earthly leader of a religion or otherwise. And so we appeal to Jesus Christ alone as being the one who can bridge the gap, who can give us his righteousness in place of our sin.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. That's very helpful.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Seth next, listening on Bot Radio in Kansas. Hi, Seth.
Hey, I have a question about evolution, kind of, which kind of goes along with what you're just talking about, so that's cool. In Genesis, it would indicate, that evolutionary process macro evolution is not possible, right?
Yes. Each kind produces after its own kind, yeah.
Right. And in Psalms, I think it's Psalms or Isaiah, it talks about the lion lying down with the lamb and eating straw. I'm not sure what verse that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in Isaiah 11.
Okay, my question is then, the tooth structure, you know, of a lion and the claws, you know, it just doesn't seem like their makeup is meant for a peaceful life, you know? It seems like they're designed to be attackers, like the great white shark with its, you know, all its teeth in its mouth, and some of the fish you find, they don't seem like they ever were vegetation eaters.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, first of all, the text doesn't say that the lion will lay down with the lamb. It says the wolf will live with the lamb. But in the new heavens and the new earth, what we know is that we're going to be the same physically, but not necessarily the same organizationally. And we can say the same thing about animals. We don't know exactly how animals will be when paradise lost is paradise restored. We simply don't know how it will be then. We do know that there'll be animals because there were animals in Paradise Lost, so there is a prevailing prejudice to say that animals will get to heaven, but I think certainly if you recognize that God does not remove things, he redeems them, he doesn't trash them, he's going to renew this universe, and therefore this universe renewed means that we ourselves are going to have glorified bodies, the universe itself is not going to groan in travail, and animals will be different than they are now. But I don't want you to read too much into the language of Isaiah, because Isaiah uses language which so often is metaphorical to tell us just how wonderful, how glorious the new heavens and the new earth will be. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it at that because I'm coming up to a station break. We'll be right back on the other side of the station break with more of your questions. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be right back.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th, just a few weeks away. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for 7 packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Hank will teach daily on the inerrancy of God's Word, the relationship of the Bible and tradition, and the application of Scripture to today's most pressing issues. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. Adventure awaits you and your family. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back, so don't go away.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Is the Antichrist alive today?
Will the temple be rebuilt?
Are we living in the tribulation?
What is the mark of the beast?
Is Armageddon just around the corner? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the secret to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in scripture interpretation. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website at equip.org.
When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. We now return to today's program. Once again, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And when you log onto the World Wide Web at equip.org, check out the interactively designed flip chart, because you can interactively on the web flip through the chart, the feet flip chart, which has to do with memorable keys to the greatest feet in history. You can order online, order multiple copies this Easter season for family members and friends. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Bill, listening on WTBN in Largo, Florida. Hi, Bill.
Hey, hi, Hank. I just want to thank you for your ministry, and God bless you and large family years.
Thank you.
Hank, I was a friend of mine had recommended I go to one of the Christian healing ministries down here in Jacksonville. It's run by the McNutts. I don't know if you're familiar with Francis McNutt.
Oh, yes.
But there's a bunch of them out there. There's the Sanfords, you know, out in out west, Elijah House, and you know things like that, where that do that deep inner, you know, soulish, you know, kind of healing, you know, issues from the past and all to get resolved. And I was just wondering what your take is on that sort of thing.
Well, there
something about it bothers me, and I just you know, I got reservations about it.
Well, you should, because in general they're false teachers. But as far as the inner healing aspect of their ministry is concerned, what this often amounts to is a lot of psychobabble and navel-gazing involving a lot of reliving the past through imagination and focusing on the presence of the Lord and those experiences. But I would say, from a biblical standpoint and from a practical standpoint, forget what is behind and press onward, press forward. And the way you do that is not through inner healing. The way you do that is getting back to basics and embracing the very spiritual disciplines that Jesus Christ modeled during his earthly sojourn. If you want to be Christ-like, then you have to exercise Christ-like disciplines. You have to make it a focus of your life to meditate on the Word of God. Meditation becomes the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. You need to effectively pray, not as a mere monologue, but a dialogue with the one who not only knit you together in your mother's womb, but gives your life the meaning, purpose, and fulfillment that your life is designed to have. But this notion of going backwards in time is completely unnecessary, because what happens when you embrace spiritual disciplines in a proper biblical standpoint, God takes the years that the locusts have eaten, your past, and he uses them for his greater good and glory. He uses them to redeem others. He uses your experience as the balm of Gilead in the life of another person. So rather than getting involved with these people on all their nonsense with deliverance and inner healing and all the things that they get involved in, get back to basics. Learn how to put on the full armor of God. If you do, you're invincible in spiritual warfare. If you don't, you're a guaranteed casualty.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that's you go about that, Hank.
How you go about what?
The putting on the armor of God.
Well, first of all, you have to know what it is. And if you go to Ephesians chapter 6, you can find out what it is. The
right.
Full armor of God. You know, what it is to put on the belt of truth or the breastplate of righteousness or the helmet of salvation or what it means to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So you have to know what the items are. And then you have to know how they apply in your life. What does it mean to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God? What does it mean to put on the helmet of salvation? So it's not enough simply to memorize the text, but it is important for you to recognize what each one of these pieces of armor represents. What does it mean to put on the belt of truth or the breastplate of righteousness? Well, I've uncloaked all of that. In my book, The Covering.
The Covering. Okay. Yep. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your input there. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Talk to Sue in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you and Bot Radio Network. My question is about relationships. We have a 24-year-old daughter who, through circumstances, mostly through college and living in the dorm, has become acquainted only with black men, and she's Caucasian. And this is a problem for my husband. She has a son who's half black, who's almost four. But my question is, what does the scripture say about these relationships?
Well, it would say that they're perfectly fine, because it doesn't really deal with race except to run the race, which is to say people are just people. The identity of a person is not black or white. It is the fact that they are human beings created in the image of God. And therefore, if you marry an Asian, or if you marry someone who's African-American, or you happen to marry someone who's Dutch and has blue eyes, all of that is fine. The real issue is commonality that comes through a relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To be unequally yoked has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with mutual relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. And unfortunately, as my pastor, who happens to be black, says, the most segregated place Sunday mornings is still the church. And we as a church are trying to do something about it. We want a multi-generational, multi-ethnic body of believers, because that represents the body of Christ. When we get to heaven, We are going to be one body. We have different gifts. We have different abilities. We need one another. And to dichotomize on the basis that one's black and the other's white is completely outside the sensibilities of Scripture. There is no distinction. And if we can make a distinction at the foot of the cross, we don't know what it means to be truly human in relationship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If there's something I feel strongly about, it is that we are just people. So don't look at another person and think that person is less than you because that person is from a different background. Absolutely horrendous kind of thinking, particularly within a Christian biblical worldview. And I want to say just a couple of things right now about the Christian Research Institute. We do first-rate primary research. And therefore, the answers we give you are well thought out. Obviously, I don't know what question you're going to ask me, so I'm answering on the fly, but we've done hundreds and hundreds, thousands upon thousands of hours of primary research. So what we talk about is not slop apologetics, but top apologetics made popular, in other words, communicated in such a way that people can assimilate the information and use it to make a difference while there is yet time. We want people to be so familiar with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they will know it instantaneously. We want people to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into them. We want people to know that the Bible has every single answer necessary for successful daily living. So we want you to learn at the end of the day how to think biblically or Christianly. We care about truth. We do what we do because truth matters. Ideas have consequences. So it's not about being sensational. When we tell you something, it's because truth matters and ideas have consequences. And if you love the Ring of Truth, we ask you to stand with this ministry prayerfully, and if possible, financially. We need your support. It's so difficult every month to recognize that there's a looming deficit unless people stand with us. So if you can stand with us, do so on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me a post office box, 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. And I'm going to stay here for an extra hour, so call right now, 888-ASK-HANK.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all of the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus new answers to some of today's toughest questions. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy and help support CRI at this critical time when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max McLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.